Vayter in Shas, we are in Menachos Daf Nun, picking up on the top of the page, four lines down, last one in the line, next part of the Mishnah. Lo hikrivu keves b'boker, let's say they didn't do a carbon tumen in the morning, they could do in the afternoon. Now, the Mishnah followed this din with a simulant about the incense, that if it didn't burn the incense in the morning, they could do in the afternoon. And then it says, Amar b'shimen, u'kula haisa kreva ben arbayim, and if this happened, then the entire mana of the incense will be brought in the afternoon. She'in mechanchen as a mizbech hazav, because the mizbech hazav, the golden mizbech, is not an argument with anything other than a mana of the ketores that's in the afternoon. Chinuch, Madachar Shmei, what are you talking about? Whoever mentioned anything about inaugurating this thing? Why does the Mishnah bring up this topic over here? It's very out of the blue, as they say. Chasiri Mechsev Chazdei, you know, we're missing something, that's what it means to say. Lo Ikrivi Kevas, although every person didn't go and bring, if they did not bring the carbon tub in the morning, Lo Ikrivi Ben Arbaim, they don't bring one in the afternoon. What's it talking about? Shalom Nischanech HaMizbech, where the Mizbech, the Olam Mizbech, wasn't yet inaugurated. It wasn't yet Mechunach. Yeah. Because you can't do this in the afternoon by the Karban Tamid. Aval Nischanech HaMizbech, but if Zari Nischanech, Yekru Ben Arbaim, then you can bring the Tamid also in the afternoon, even if they didn't do it in the morning. Amar Bihuda, Amasai, when is that true? It's Man Shahayu Anusim, the time that they're in a state of Anus, or Shogigin, or it was done Beshogig. About the Mayim Mizide and Lo Yikrivi Kavas Boker, if they did it Bemeza, they didn't bring it to Lo Yikrivi Ben Arbaim, and now you can bring it in the afternoon. Lo Yikrivi Kavas Boker! Oh, yeah. If you bring the Torah to Boker, Yikrivi Ben Arbaim, bring it in the afternoon. Even if it wasn't inaugurated, and even if they didn't do it in the morning on purpose, you could still go and bring it in the afternoon. So what the Mishnah says, the idea of here of being of the chinuch of being chanech inauguration stuff, is going back to that part of chisur mechsura. Okay. Now the Mishnah said that the mizbech cannot be inaugurated with the afternoon tamid. Now, Minan Milver was from the Tanar Barim Lutan, a Braisa of a sacrifice of Shani Tase Ben Arbaim. And the second one you do in the afternoon, which means Shani Ben Arbaim, Blorisha Ben Arbaim, only Shani at the Midam, but Medvar Murim, Shalon is Chanech, Hamasbech, it wasn't Mechunach, Hamaschanech, Hamasbech, but it was already inaugurated, if you leave Shani Ben Arbaim, even the first one can be Ben Arbaim. So they didn't bring it in the morning. They didn't bring the morning tamid after the mizbech was inaugurated. You can still bring in the afternoon. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amosai, when is the sobis man shay anuslim l'shogin avalimay mezidon lo kriv kervas baboker lo kriv in abayim. Sorry, if you did mason, you can't bring it. Lo ektiru ketores baboker. If they didn't bring the ketores in the morning, ektiru ben abayim, you go and you bring it in the afternoon. Kohanim chatu mizbeach batal, is it then that makes sense that because the Kohanim sinned, then the mizbeach should be batal? If you didn't do the tamid in the morning, you don't do it in the afternoon. What's going on? I'm a rav hachikam. What means to say? Lo yakrivu hein, the Kohanim that neglected it there, and I have to go bring it. But other Kohanim, then they can go in and they can bring it. Right, should leave the mizbeach empty. Lo k'tiru k'toros baboker, if they didn't bring the k'toros in the morning, k'tiru ben arbaim, do it in the afternoon. They came with a little shchicha, since the incense is that shchiach. It's not shchiach. Umatra, and it brings people wealth to those who do it. Chaviv alehu, therefore it's very beloved. Velo pashe, and therefore that can be negligent with it. Because it's uncommon that would happen. The Chum didn't see a need to actually set up some sort of gezerah. Even though it is brought every single day, it's brought twice a day. It's brought every day, but it's only twice a day. Therefore, it's considered like not brought so much. Amar Rabbi Shimon, V'kula Isa Kreva Ben Arbayim, and the entire Ketor, someone would be brought in the afternoon. Shei Mechantchas B'Svachasov, Alok Ketor Sam Shal Ben Arbayim. Martanya says the Gemara, Hold on, but we learned from the Braisa, the Ketores HaSamim Shel Shachar, the chinuch of the Mizbech HaZav happens with the Samim, the Ketores HaSamim in the morning. This goes against what our Mishnah says, Tanayi. So the Chokas Tanayim, our Mishnah says that the Mizbech HaZav is, our Mishnah says that the Mizbech HaZav is mechunach with the afternoon incense. The time that the Braisa says that it's done with the morning. Rabbi, b'shabbat k'man damer b'ketores hasamim shel ben arba'im. It makes sense. That's when it happens. Zichsiv as the pasuk says, "Ba'buker ba'buker ba'hitivu es aniros yaktirenu." An arm will burn on the mizbech hazav, the ketores, every morning when he cleans up the menorah. He shall burn it. Elav David l'kamirta. If you haven't performed the avodah of kindling the menorah in the evening, atom b'tzafer b'hecha. There be a need to perform the avodah of cleaning the menorah in the morning. So the first avodah of the menorah was lighting the candle in the afternoon. Now the Torah says that the incense that is brought in the afternoon is brought in conjunction with that of the menorah done at the time. So it comes out that the law of Ketores is that of the menorah, parallel to that, just like the inaugural service of the menorah has to be done in the afternoon, so too that of the incense as well. It's got to be done in the afternoon. Like the pasuk says, "Va'alus Aaron es aniros bein harbayim rektoren." The Lama Damer Victor says, "Someish Shashach," and according to him, it says that it's done in the morning. Gamer Mizbech Oli learns it from the Mizbeach, not the Mizbech Hazav, but the Zuch Ola, not the menorah from the Zuch Ola. Malah Ola, just like over there by the Ola, and it's the Tamish Shashach. Afkan, so too, when it comes to the Mizbech Hazav. Because the summer shoshach, it's done in the morning. That's what's going to be makdash the mizbech. V'lo etz ha'shulchan ella b'lechem ha'panim b'shabbos. And the shulchan also is only with the lechem ha'panim that's put on Shabbos. Okay, now the fact that it's said it's only on Shabbos, it's being mashma that its consecration of bread can take effect even on a weekday. Even on a weekday. Fascinating. Fact the Gemara lebechol. Are we trying to say here that on the weekdays ichanuchehu de lo mechanach? It's only the inauguration of the shulchan that can't be done by putting lechem upon him. Hal kadushay, but in reference to the consecration of the bread mikadesh, it is going to be consecrated even the weekdays. But it's a we know that the shulchan can't consecrate the bread on the weekdays. Yeah. Something was going to come up later. We're going to see this in Daf Kuf. The Lechem Apanim was put on the Shulchan after the Shabbos doesn't become Muktash until the next Shabbos. So the consecration of the bread can be accomplished only on Shabbos. Okay. And for the Gemara, he gufa kamash malan. That's exactly what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. The Chinuch v'kiddush the Shulchan b'Shabbosu. Both of these things happened on Shabbos. Mish is telling us that the reason that the inauguration of the inauguration of the Shulchan has to be done on Shabbos is because the bread can only be Muktash on Shabbos. Ketiketani Seifa, like it says in the Seifa, V'lo es ha-menorah ela b'shiva neroseha Bain Harbaim. And the menorah also is not inaugurated with anything other than the seven lamps that are lit in the afternoon. Everything, the chinuch of it and the lighting of it is done in the afternoon. So to that of the Shulchan, which is telling us also that everything is done on Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan Zeu Ketores Sha'olsa Liyachid HaMizbeach Hechitzon. This was a case of the Ketores that was brought on the outer Mizbeach by a private individual rather than the inside by the Tzibor. And it was a Rosh Shah. It was only under a particular din that we did that. But generally speaking, the Tzibor was to be brought by an individual and it can't be brought on the outer Mizbeach. This is by the Chanukah Samishkan. Chanukah is a Mizbeach. Chanukah is a Mizbech, right, that happened by the Nesiim. Kafachas HaZazov Malei Ketores. That was all in time. Vehicha, where did this happen? Amar Rav Papa Benesiim. Right within the siyam, like we just said, aliyachad amazbeach achitzon who the low, but the from the brisa it comes out that it's only on the outer mizbeach that a private individual can't go bring the incense. So amazbeach panim even the inside, makir be able to bring it. Vesu, and also it seems that amazbeach achitzon yachad who the low, that only individuals are able to do it. A habat tzibor makir, but if it was the tzibor, they would be able to go and do that. I Vartanya, but we know we learned in the Baisa about the Ketores that's being donated. Yochi Yochim Mistadev Umevi Keotse Bo Nidav, like the incense brought in Mizbeh and the Beis Hamikdash for Karani Ba. I'm going to say about this, about his vow, the Pasuk Motzes Vasecha Dishmos Vasisa, that was come to your lips, you shall do. Meaning that the thought that one would think that this person is chayv to fulfill his vow, as and it's going to be a good carbon. Tamid lomer lo salu alav ketores zara. No, you can't bring on it on this golden mizbeach a ketores zara. Yachalei yachid mevi. You would think that this is only a private individual who can't bring this up. Shein mevi chavos o kiosaba, because he doesn't ever bring a chiyav, one that's like this, beep, turn the page. Nunuma base. Aval tzibor here, maybe, but the tzibor is getting able to do it. She may be choba kiyotzeba, because it does bring a choba, like it has, you know, the two daily ketores that's brought. Tamid lomer, lo salu, no, does not bring upon it, and it's coming to tell you, lo salu in the plural, I tell you the issur against bringing even a nedava, the tzibor. Yachol yalu al mizbeach pnimi, aval yalu al mizbeach chitzon. You think you can't do it pnimi, but yes, chitzon. Tamid lomer eis shemen amishcha v'es ketores hasamen lakodesh kechol atsher sivitzicha yasu. Ein lecha ela ma she'amar be'inyan. And the pasuk says, and the anointed oil and the fragrant incense of the sanctuary, like all that I have commanded you, they shall do. And it's telling you that ein lecha ela ma she'amar be'inyan. Leave what's said over there. That in the pasuk that teaches the din of the ktoris, that the chiyuv is brought by the tzibor in the inner mizbeach, and it's limiting this carbon to the chiyuv communal incense offered on the inner mizbeach. But you know, a private individual can't come and bring this on the inner mizbeach, and the tzibor to be brought on the outer one. So the brisa is going against the inference is mashmos that we learned from the earlier brisa. So now the gemara says, okay, so Amar Rav Papa. And the Gemara says, okay, that even though earlier the Brisa had more than one issue that was making it no good, it still doesn't give a basis for the mashmos that was learned from it. And why is it our papa? Lomi boy, come, it's lomi boy. Lomi boy, siyabra mazbeach achitzon, de lo ashkachon, that's we don't find different motor, for lomi boy, yachir al mazbeach apnimi, de lo ashkachon, el afilu yachir al mazbeach achitzon, de ashkachon ben esim, we find that, that was just a rasha. Generally, that is something which is going to be usher, and certainly these, the other cases, are going to be usher as well. The Zakhtanik says, we know that the Kohen Gadol had to bring the two mitzvahs that are connected by a chavitin, the chavitin of a Kohen Gadol. One is that he has to bring the special chavitin mincha the day that he's inaugurated into the service. And the second one is that he's to bring every chavitin mincha every single day. And let's learn that from the pasuk. It says that the Kohen from among his sons is anointed in his place, shall perform it as an eternal decree every single day, beginning the day, the day that he is anointed. And now we're dealing with that second particular command over here, and that is chavitei kohen gadol lo hayu bayin chatzayin. It can't be brought in half. What do I mean? Can't be. Yeah, you're right. We're not brought in halves. Rather, how does he do it? Ela mevi Isarun Shalim, they bring a full Isarun, it's a measurement, v'chotzehu makriv mechsev, v'vokar mechsev bein barabayim. And then, what does he do? He then divides it and offers half it in the morning, half it in the afternoon. You can't make half of it and bring it in the morning and make the other half in the afternoon. You make the full amount, then you split it. Koin shemevi mechsev shachot semes, that's the Koin Galder brought half of the Isarun in the morning, and then he ended up dying. If another Kohen Gadol comes in his place, so he should not bring half an Isaron from his house to serve as the afternoon mincha. And he can't also bring the half left from the Kohen Gadol. If he brings a full one and he divides it in half, half of it he goes and he brings, the other half ends up getting destroyed. It comes out the two end up being brought.
That's the first of the first Kohen Gadol, and the first of the second Kohen Gadol, and the second of the first Kohen Gadol, the second Kohen Gadol end up getting lost. Tana Rabbanan, Ilan Emer Mincha Machatzis, if the Pasuk would have said half of a Mincha, Haisi Ami, maybe Chatzi Yisar, Mibes HaShachas HaMarkav, that would have said that the Kohen Gadol can bring half of the Yisar from his house in the morning and bring it, Chatzi Yisar, Mibes HaHarvis HaMarkav, and do the second one as well. Tamad Lomer, Machatzis HaBabokar, Machatzis HaErev, half of it in the morning, half of it in the night, that mechsel mishalim who make half of a full thing you bring. How can it have maybe you saw in shalim chutzay brings a full one and you cut it and split it in half. Markiv mechsel mevukar mechsel bein arabayim nitva mechsel shal bein arabayim moshav. Let's say the second half if it gets tamei or gets lost. Yachli avichatzi sarim beis arvus reakiv. You think he brings half and then the afternoon he brings it. Tamlo machatzi mevukar mechsel of erev. You can't do that. But that's mechsel mishalim who maybe. How can that's what does he do? Maybe you saw in shalim beis avichutzayu markiv mechsel. Tani Tana Kamidra of Nachman, Mechsa Rishon, Mechsa Sheni, to Uber Tsuras and Vyasal Risa Srefa. Both the first half, that of the one of the Kohen Gadol, the one that was not brought, and the second half, the of the Kohen, the new second Kohen Gadol, they leave it overnight, and to Uber Tsurasan, and then it's taken to the base of Srefa and it gets burnt up. Armali of Nachman, Bishon Rishon, Ichse Lakrava. Okay, that was Roy to be brought as a carbon over there. Ella Shani, Lamali Ibritsura, why didn't you Ibritsura? May Karali Ibritkarasi. It was already originally made in a way that's going to go to loss. The Amalach Mani, who's the one who said this din, that even the second one has to be brought, it become no, so I leave it over before you can burn it. Tanaduri Baravuahu. It was Tana Devira Baravuah, the Amar, who said, Afilu Pigal Ton Ibritsura, even Pigal. If Pigal happened, still to Ibritsurasan before it's able to be burnt. And we see the same thing, reference to this second half shtickle over here also. It's got to be tumer tzuron before it gets burnt. Rav Ashi amar afilu tamer rabbanan. He says you could even say that it is the rabbanan who said that a carbon has a pigle, right, the inherent problem that can be burnt immediately. Because in this case, the rabbanan would agree that the leftover half yisaron, it actually has to be left as notzar. It's got to be left over. And Kevin to Be'idna, we changed this word to Tabalgenu, Ibai Hai Makrav, Ibai Hai Makrav, at the time that it was actually divided. You had there's two halves. You had an option of bringing either one of them, the Mixu Chazu. It's considered like it is fit to be brought over here. Therefore, it's not an inherent disqualification. It's got to be left over until it becomes north and then be burnt. Itmar, Yitmar, Chavite Kohen Gadol Kitzeros Anasa. How do we prepare the chavitim kohen gadol? Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ofa v'achakach mitagna. First you bake it in the oven, afterwards it gets fried in the griddle. Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Chanina, mitavachik Ofa. He says, no, first you fry it, and then afterwards it gets baked. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, kvasid didi mestaba. In my opinion, makes more sense. Tu fine, because the pasuk says the preparation of chavitim uses the word tu fine. Teyafenu na, which means it's got to be, implies that the chavitim have to be baked. When it's still nah, still attractive the way that it looks. So therefore it's gonna be baked before it's fried. Rav Asi Amar, Kavasidi B'Savra, it makes more sense like me. Tufine means te'afena na, should be baked when it's partially cooked. So for something it's gotta be fried first and then it's baked. Ketanai, this is a machlokes tanaim. Tufine, te'afena na. Rabbi Amar, te'afena na. Rabbi Yossi Amar, te'afena rabba, it should be baked a lot. Isli nav, isli nar. Rabbi Yossi, he explains partially cooked. He also says it to be attractive. It's got to be looking good. So, Tanan Hossam, we learned in a Mishnah over there later up in Dov Tzadi Vav, Chaviti Kohen Gadol, V'yokon L'shasan V'arichasan V'afiyasan B'fnim. The kneading, shaping, and baking were within the courtyard. Vidochos as a Shabbos, and they're going to be Doche Shabbos. Okay, we'll pick it up from here next time. We'll stop over here. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.